This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3032 for Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled Pi Core on a Raspberry Pi 1 Model B. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 11 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is how I revived my Raspberry Pi Model 1B with Pi Core and a tiny SD card.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everyone, this is Claudio M, recording an episode for Hacker Public Radio. And I wanted to share with you today a little project that I took up yesterday during my lunch break. You'll have to excuse the noise, the background noise. I'm actually driving to work at the moment, so it's going to be sounds of my turning signal. You're going to hear noises from outside, the car, the whole spiel. So just bear with that. So anyway, as I was saying, I was taking up a little project during my lunch break. At one of my work sites, I actually have this old Dell Inspiron laptop that I use. And it was running Slackware. It's running Slackware Current with the 5.4.23 kernel. And as great as it was to use, yeah, it's obviously a slow machine. It's a Pentium M with, I think it only has 2 gigabytes, I don't even remember. But anyway, it's very old. Not so fast, slow, definitely. But anyway, so I use that from time to time, just to SSH to SDF. I used to use the graphical environment on it, running XFCE, and it ran okay. But the machine has just gradually started to deteriorate as far as stability is concerned. So I got to the point where I couldn't use Xorg anymore, and was stuck with just the command line because the graphics would get all messed up. It was all corrupted, garbled. So I would just use the command line. I would SSH to SDF. I would SSH to my other machines to connect to my IRC sessions using IRC. And it worked fine. But lately, it's been kernel panicking quite a bit. And I've managed to figure out that it has something to do with the Broadcom driver. Apparently there's an issue with the kernel that causes the Broadcom module to cause a kernel panic, at least on these older systems. So that obviously isn't gonna work for me. So I was thinking about an alternative to something like that, something that I could use that's command line driven and that's that would run well on very minimal hardware. So then I remembered that I still have in my bag my Raspberry Pi 1 Model B. And it's just sitting there doing nothing. I keep taking it to work every day. And I get caught up with things during workday, things during just life gets in the way. So I completely forget about it. But I thought about, well, what if I take this little machine and replace the laptop with it? I can set it up just as a machine to SSH to, hook it up to a monitor, to SSH to SDF, go to IRC, just do all those things that I can do from a command line. And get rid of this old Dell laptop that's basically not working anymore. So I went ahead and I grabbed it, took it out of my bag, and then I remembered I had this old SD card that wasn't being used for anything. Now, mind you, I have other SD cards, they're 16 gig, 8 gig, but they already have things that I use on them on my other Pis at home. And I don't necessarily wanna wipe the contents of those SD cards. But I did have one SD card that I really didn't care too much about, and that I kinda used to play around with. It's an old 128 megabyte, yes, I said megabyte, SD card. Now, I did put RISC OS on it, a very minimal installation of RISC OS that was available that has BASIC. And that was fun to play around with for a while, but I wanted something that I can actually use on this SD card. So the hunt began. Started looking online to see if maybe NetBSD would be able to run on this. And even though NetBSD will run on the Pi, it won't fit on that SD card. I think the smallest installer image is double the size of the SD card. So, forgive me here. I'm just dealing with traffic at the moment and I'm trying to focus on this. Okay, back to my story. So, NetBSD wasn't going to cut it for me unless I got a bigger SD card. And right now, at that moment, I could not use a bigger SD card. So it was the 128 megabyte one or bust. So I said, let me look online and see what I find. So I went online, looked for tiny OSs that would fit on a small SD card for the Pi. And I came across an OS that I actually tinkered around with a while ago but didn't do much with. Tiny Core Linux. And Tiny Core Linux actually has a version specifically for the Pi called Pi Core. And as I went to their website, I noticed that it's still being maintained. And the packages are still actively maintained for it as well. Now they call their packages extensions. So I decided, okay, let me go download an image that I can put into this SD card. The image is really small. So small, I still have extra space on the 128 megabyte SD card. So I took it, DD'd the image to there, booted up from the SD card, followed the instructions on the website and on the image provided to resize the partition, and I was good to go. I actually had, I think, like 60 something megabytes left over. And that's just with the base install, which includes SSH and a couple other tools. It also has the TCE application that allows you to install, remove, basically manage. It's a package manager, basically. So that's a nice little feature, and you can do it from the command line. I was able to install GNU Screen. I was hoping Tmux was there, but it's not one of the packages included, so I had to settle for GNU Screen. And I just had to play around with the status bar settings and making it, and just tweaking it so it gives me what Tmux would give me. But aside from that, I was able to SSH to SDF. I was able to SSH to my BSD machines, which have my IRC configurations for IRC, and it worked perfectly. No complaints, very happy. So, yeah, all in a 128 megabyte SD card, a usable system. So I was able to accomplish my challenge, which was nice. Now, I had hoped for a BSD, but this will work. However, I was informed by someone on Mastodon that there is something called NanoBSD. And it's basically a very minimal installation of FreeBSD. However, the install process is a little different from what you would expect. You don't download an image and DD it. There's actually a script that you have to run within FreeBSD to create the image and then pass that over. So rather interesting. I may give it a try because I really would like a BSD on it. But for now, TinyCore will do the job. I was also turned on to Alpine Linux by someone on Mastodon today, this morning. So I may give that a try as well. So we'll see. I'm not going to completely settle on this. If I like Alpine, I'll give Alpine a try. I'll stick with Alpine or NanoBSD. But we'll see. It's a fun little project and something that allowed me to bring my old Raspberry Pi 1 Model B back to life and back into use. So that's it. That's my episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If not, just let me know in the comments. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll provide links in the show notes once I get to work and make this all available for you. And be sure to contribute to Hacker Public Radio just like I did right now. I actually recorded this on my phone, like I said. You might be hearing background noise of the phone moving around as I'm driving. And as Ken has always said, it's not the quality, it's the quality, it's not the quality of the audio, it's the quality of the content that's important. So anything that's of interest to hackers, and hackers in the true sense of the term, not what the media tells you. So just be sure to record. Someone will find an interest in whatever you have to say. And submit it to Hacker Public Radio. If you go to hackerpublicradio.org, you'll find the instructions on how to record and how to upload an episode. Anyway, this is Claudio M. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll be sure to record a few more. Maybe on this, or actually I have something in mind for a future episode regarding something I did with my old EPC 901 a few months ago. Anyway, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.